No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
It's a great opportunity, a bit of a hub, really. University of Tasmania Tech Solutions, based here in Burnie. For those in our community that are keen to connect and interested in undertaking short courses and learning to operate fly drones, that's interesting. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's certainly one of the things that we're focusing on at the moment. Drones are rapidly appearing in a range of different industry sectors, and also people are taking it up as a hobby. So, you know, we're really excited to work in that space and to teach people not just how to fly drones, but about the safety and logistics involved, and also some of the basic maintenance and care. So cover the full gamut of everything you need to know about flying a drone.
I think an estimated $400 million to our economy by 2040.
It's up to the imagination of the human beings that are operating them as to where drones are going to take us. So
the sky's the limit.
You could certainly say the sky's the limit.
Pardon the pun.
So, very exciting times ahead, and it's something that a lot of people will do in their daily lives. So, yeah, it's great to be involved at this early stage.
Chance to explore the new Cradle Coast campus, isn't it, and get hands-on experience in course workshops. And they include everything from nursing and health to pharmacy, geology, sports and fitness, and a whole lot more to mention.
That's right, yeah. Very excited about the way the new Cradle Coast campus is progressing and all of the different activities and courses that you can enrol in here now in Burnie, which is fantastic. There's so many options face-to-face on the northwest.
Now, Mark, we've had a couple of these in the past. Beneficial for people locally.
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting day, if nothing else. If you've always wondered what happens at the university, to pop along and see what's going on. But we get people, you know, all ages from young kids through to mature age learners that are wanting to explore what university pathways might look like for them. And it's, a really good day to connect with the community as well more broadly.
There's always questions to ask, and there's those questions with the answers, and that's what this is all about, because some courses can be quite complex. So it's a perfect opportunity not to get online to the website, but to talk face-to-face to a person.
That's exactly right, yeah. There's lots of questions that arise when you're going through an enrolment process, or even if you're just considering enrolling at university. So there'll certainly be a heap of people on hand to give you a hand and support you through and just to help you find the pathway that's right for you.
Mark, you teach there, and also your colleague Andrew Willoughby, he'll be there as well to connect with the people interested.
That's right. We'll be in the mile truck. You'll find us in the truck at the open day. So we'll be there. We'll be flying drones. People will be able to have an opportunity to fly the drones and we'll have a few little robots on the go as well, so there'll be lots of fun things to do and potentially some VR experience as well.
That's between 10 to 2 this coming Sunday at West Park, University of Tasmania Cradle Coast Open Day. And we can jump online to register, can't we?
You can indeed, yep. Encouraging people to jump online and register, and there'll be some really good merchandise that you might pick up if you register as well.
utas.edu.au, look for the Open Day events. And you're as good to go at West Park this coming Sunday for the big open day. And Mark Shelton, appreciate your time this morning to tell us all about it on 7B Breakfast.
No worries at all. Thanks for having us.